This week on Foot Weekly.
In our pint-sized festive special, we review all the legends we've used this year.
And we tell you a bit about the in-game stat you've probably never heard of.
And here's about 20 seconds of music that we couldn't really be bothered to cut. Hello, and welcome to the Foot Weekly Christmas special. How was your Christmas, Ben?
Yeah, it was great. I had a lovely time, you know. Great food.
Yeah. Seeing all the family.
Yeah.
Christmas TV. Queen's speech. It's a cracker, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially a good one this year. I particularly like the bit where she fell off the stage. Wait, is there a stage? No, I don't think there's a stage. Shows how pace of the Queen's speech.
Yeah, getting Kanye involved. That was good twist.
I mean, that's going to really up those viewing figures.
Yeah. This is, of course, the news that we are pre-recording this. And so, yeah, we thought we'd have a chat about some legends. But first, something that we've both noticed this year and or in previous years as well, but had never really worked out what it was.
Yeah. So I think the thing we're going to talk about first is composure. Because composure is essentially a hidden stat. You don't see it on Foothead. Basically, all the data on Foothead, Footwiz, Footbin, all that stuff, all the stats come from a database that EA actually have, which you can also go on. And that database doesn't have composure on it.
Yeah.
So you can't see composure. But there is one way you can see composure that's going on a website called SoFIFA, which is actually for people who want to play career mode because it shows players' potential and things.
Yeah, so it's kind of the wider database, not just the Ultimate Team database.
Because
the Ultimate Team database doesn't have all the players in it.
Yeah, exactly. And basically they have regularly updated stats because stats change all the time.
So the current squad update is
not
always
the correct one.
Yeah.
So you need to go back to the one beginning of the year, the sort of first one for FIFA 17 to get the correct data. So that's where you can find it.
That was the only place you could find it until this year when it's now visible in game.
Yes,
if you look at
exactly.
The stats of players.
And the thing about composure is it seems to have been born out of consistency, which is a stat before.
Yeah.
Consistency you just couldn't see anywhere. The only way you could find it is if you went into edit a player or created a player.
Yeah.
You could see consistency. So we think it might be kind of similar, but the other thing is that you can't see legends on SoFIFA. So we don't know. There's no database for legend consistency.
Yeah.
Sorry, composure. There's no database for legend composure.
Yeah, so basically the only way to find out the composure stat for legends is to get the legend and check it in game.
Yeah,
as far as we're aware. So something we've been doing as we use legends over the course of the year, hopefully we'll use most of them between us, I guess, is whenever we use one, if it's in a draft or if it's a loan card or if we buy them, going into their stats and checking their legend, their composure, and adding it to a Google Doc spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly. So we've made this database, and you can, if you want, send us the composure of legends that we haven't used. And that will allow us to add it to the database. And then the database, which is an accessible Google Doc link, you can have a look.
Yeah. And hopefully, by the end of the year, we'll be able to work out if composure actually does anything in-game. Because it's a stat. When it was consistency, that was more straightforward in terms of what it meant. You kind of assume that's like, say a player has 80 short passing, but only 60 consistency.
Mm.
They'll be able to play decent passes most of the time, but they will make mistakes with those passes more than someone with 80 short passing and 80 consistency.
Mm-hmm. And so I think the interesting thing about it is that we kind of don't really know what it is, because there's actually, like any stat, most of them we just assume what they are, if you see what I mean. I'm not sure whether there's any specific sort of write-up of what each stat does.
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's just that all the other stats in the game are much more self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, attacking positioning, we know you can tell exactly what that means, but it's maybe harder to directly categorize attacking positioning than, say, acceleration or sprint speed or strength. But all the other stats except composure are, on the whole, fairly self-explanatory.
Exactly.
But this one, it's interesting, the shift from consistency to composure, because consistency, as I said, seems more straightforward, whereas composure kind of players don't get flustered in Ultimate Team, but sometimes they do inexplicable things.
Yeah, and I think there's an interesting argument, which is that maybe they are the same thing. They've always been the same. And maybe if you draw a sort of Venn diagram, put composure in one and consistency in the other, then where does it overlap? Well, it overlaps at, you could describe what I think it is, which is, in a high-pressure situation, how likely is that player to perform to their stats?
Yeah.
Is what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be termed consistency.
Yeah.
And it could also be termed composure.
Yeah. No, so I agree with that.
For that reason, I think that's most likely explanation.
Yeah. And I guess, though, there's like both short and long-term definitions of a high-pressure situation. It's like,
yeah,
you can be in the first minute of a game, but have a centre-back trying to defend a two-on-one.
Mm.
Or you can be in the last minute and everything's kind of high pressure because there might really be a goal in it or something. And so what sort of high pressure it would have any bearing on, if it does have a bearing on that, is also up for debate.
So the whole thing is, we're kind of speculating on, which is why we'd be interested to see if any of you wanted to check the composure of your players before you play with them, then let us know how they played.
Yeah.
We've got a few which we're going to go through, which sort of were quite notable. Kind of,
standout stats. I mean, some of the lowest stats we've spotted. Mm. Eric Bailly, the centre-back, with a cool 43.
So that is quite staggering. Most players do not have below... There's I think there's only about 20 players below 60 or something.
Yeah, it's like Overall, there's a
higher rated players.
There's a very strong correlation between player overall and composure. Yeah. Like the players with the highest composure are players like Lahm, Messi.
Lahm, Messi both have the highest with 94.
But yeah, both have 94. And then there's a whole load of kind of 85 plus rated players who have got sort of 85 plus composure.
Yeah, yeah.
There's quite a strong correlation. But yeah, there are a few other very low ones. Musonda, the left winger. The five-star player.
Which may not surprise a lot of people, actually, because he did always feel a little bit shaky.
Yeah, he was kind of like, every now and again, capable of something miraculous, but not consistent at all. He's got 42. Inaki Williams, only 43.
Mm. Which does explain something, I think.
He is another player who kind of either runs hot or cold. Again, I've only used him once and he was terrible for me. But against me, he has either been terrible or excellent. And very rarely anything in between. Just kind of, quite high extremes.
So Promes is the other player who's notably 63.
Mm.
Pretty low, but at the same time, I've not really had too many problems with him.
But
I haven't really been keeping an eye too much on sort of high-pressure situations, if you like, so maybe I need to just monitor
it's
that
interesting.
A bit more.
Yeah, I used his non-inform, because you've used his inform quite extensively. Mm. I've used his non-inform, who I assume has the same composure or slightly lower. And he was quite a clinical finisher for him.
Exactly.
He wasn't a brilliant player overall, but his shooting was probably one of his strongest points. And so whether composure is... I mean, composure, we assume, definitely isn't solely related to shooting, because loads of defenders have very high composure.
Especially legend defenders.
Yeah, particularly legends, with one exception who will come on to that we've discovered so far. There might be others. But yeah, it's an interesting one. Balotelli was one with only 64, which is interesting because you kind of think of Balotelli as being very cool and almost icy in front of goal. But maybe composure is more like a kind of temperament thing, because obviously he is quite liable to go into a sulk or get wound up easily. So
the
maybe
other player
that...
is Fernandinho, though, and it's not something... I know he had this spat recently when he got sent off, didn't he?
Where
he's not especially combustible, I don't think. But...
I don't know, get a flamethrower, see what happens. But, it kind of... Every now and again, I feel, with looking at the stats, I feel like you can draw some strong correlation and it all makes sense, and then you find another player where it just doesn't make any sense at all.
But then isn't that because, like, when you look at players and if we are using, like, how are they in real life? But some players, you're like, oh, he must be good at this. And then you look at his stats and he's not.
Yeah,
so
that is true.
By the same token, you got to think of it like that. So it does make it hard to kind of work out, I suppose. Because actually, having seen Eric Bailly play quite a bit for Manchester United, he felt fairly composed.
Calm on the ball.
He wasn't like, I wouldn't call him one of the least composed players I've seen.
Yeah, he's a kind of David Luiz circa 2010. Like...
Well, he's another one, because obviously he's quite good on the ball. Technically, but defensively, he's always been not very composed.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to say. But so what we were thinking is...
Yeah, in terms of the legends.
Yeah.
We've got so far 11 that we have managed to get the stat for.
A few loans.
Including several loans, because I ended up with getting a couple of loan legends, which is always nice. But yeah, we've probably got about a quarter of the composure stats.
So should we run legends. Through the ones that we have? We'll just go through them.
Yeah, that would be good. So of the legends we've got so far, bringing up the bottom of the table by quite a long way is Hierro, the Spanish centre-back, who only has 60.
He's a player I'm actually using at the moment, so I was a bit worried to find that out. But
yeah, we only picked that up in the last hour or so.
Checked his in-games, and 60 composure. I haven't used him loads, but we'll talk more about him.
Yeah, shortly. Then Jens Lehmann, Big Len Jens, 74, which, I mean, keepers have been quite a bit lower on the whole. Yeah. A lot of keepers seem to have low composure, so I think that's actually fairly high for a goalkeeper.
And it also does suggest there's something to do with ball being on the ball, because, you know,
keepers are generally terrible on the ball.
Actually, he's quite good on the ball, but, you know, there are someone like Buffon is a very consistent player.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't expect him to have low composure, but he's not especially high. So
then we've got Brian Laudrup on 81, Marc Overmars 84, Carlos Puyol 87, Alexi Lalas, the American, on 88, along with Van Basten, in good company there, clearly. Paulo Futre, the Portuguese winger, on 90, then Suka and Crespo on 91, and Rijkaard up on 93, leading the way. So quite a spread, but outside of the kind of Hierro as an outlier, all of the outfield players are above 80, and almost all of them are above 87. So I think the legends almost all are quite strong in terms of their composure.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite surprising. I was also surprised to find Brian Laudrup was not 81, especially after finding Suka was 91.
Yeah.
And he was a player that I didn't feel... Like, I did feel like he did some strange things every now and again. So maybe there was something in that.
But yeah, so I think we'd just be really keen if people want to contribute to trying to get this database of legend composure stats, and if anyone has any insight into what it does or just any theories or anything, we'd love to discuss it. So get in touch with us
at
Foot Weekly Pod.
There really isn't much, you know, about it anywhere. So yeah, that's why we're really interested to find
out. Not really mentioned. But yeah, let's go on to talking about the actual legends we've used. Do you want to kick us off? Because you've used a lot more than me.
Yeah. Well, we'll start off with someone that only I've used, but I used him probably the most, and that'd be Hernan Crespo. Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe I did use Suka as much, but Crespo I used for a whole of last weekend league, and I've just started using him this weekend being Remember Before Christmas. he is, he doesn't play too dissimilarly to his stats suggest. If you add him on basic, he's not great at dribbling. He's okay in terms of strength. His passing's very poor, but his pace and shooting are really good. And he has got 5-star weak foot and 4-star skills. And he also has finesse shot. So as far as 5-star weak foot...
6 foot tall.
And he's 6 foot tall. So in terms of 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills, finesse shot trait, I mean, he's my man. three things that are pretty important to me. So the only thing to say about him, he's not the biggest. It's physically, he's not the biggest, but he is 6 foot and he is very good in the air. So you kind of don't need to worry about boosting that too much. 78 isn't a huge advance on 73.
Yeah, you're kind of very much in the same ballpark.
Exactly. So the other option is you can, which I've done, I think is the best option, is to go with Maestro, because basically you have to boost his passing.
Yeah, because if you want to do any link up with him, really.
Yeah, exactly. And his shooting, obviously, a little boost is nice. It gives him 93 finishing with the +5. And his dribbling, 88, ball control, 85. Mm. Heading actually 90, as I was saying, that's without a boost. He's got quite strong jumping, 85. And yeah, he was really good in the air, as I was saying. Sprint speed, 88, which is pretty good. 86 acceleration, 87 agility, 85 jumping. Oh, I already said that. 82 balance, 77 stamina, which is solid. 96 shot power.
Pretty convenient.
Yeah, 91 long shots, which is really nice. 97 volleys. So, you know, he's really good. He's really, really good in terms of the shot aspect of his game.
Just the shot.
Yeah. The thing about him is that you're kind of restricted in what you can do, but if you're sort of feeling you have to boost his passing, which I think you do, because with Maestro, his long passing is still only 57.
Wow.
So you don't do
long passes.
And his short passing is 75. So, you know, and that's with the plus 10.
Yeah. So, I guess, is there an argument to make that you just see him as the end point of an attack?
Yeah, I think so.
If it gets to him, then that attack is ending in a shot from him.
Yeah, I think that is ultimately what you do. And actually, I've found that quite effective with certain players. Like David Villa was a guy I was doing that with. And when you do that, it can, especially with, because they both have 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills. It's one of the reasons why I picked on Crespo, because of David Villa. And I do think it's really effective. So I was thinking I might go back to just boosting, because I did have him on sniper for a bit and that was very effective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there was something which would boost his pace, shooting and dribbling, that would be
then everyone amazing. Would use and that everyone would use it.
Yeah.
But, it would be a bit OP.
And yeah, I think that would be amazing. But it's a shame because he's like amazing. He's really amazing and he's really good, but he is 680k or something.
Yeah.
And he is just below the mark there. Sorry again if you're on PlayStation.
Yeah, I feel this whole episode should have had a PlayStation trigger warning.
Yeah.
For Legends.
Although the composure stuff obviously is relevant to everyone.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah.
And but intensely nah, interesting.
You can go to bed now.
Do we want to move on to Davor Suka?
Yeah, because he's a man we both used. So what did you think? I mean,
so I used him for kind of a weekend league and a half overall. And I can't decide if I loved him or not.
Yeah.
I think he's a striker, he's Croatian, 88 rated, 4-star weak foot, 4-star skills, left-footed, 6-foot tall, really good all-rounder. Like, I saw a lot when I was trying to buy him, a lot that had been converted to centre mid, because he's got 79 passing on card, but in-game that's kind of 86 short passing, which is kind of your primary passing stat. As well as 66 defending, which isn't bad. He's got 67 standing tackles, 62 sliding, which, I mean, for a striker is outstanding.
Yeah.
I've used centre mids with those sorts of stats and they feel fine. And he's also got 76 physical, which isn't bad at all. He's got decent strength, very good. He feels very good in the air, good jumping. He won quite a lot of headers for me. But yeah, I had him with Hunter because I wanted him kind of as an out-and-out attacker.
Mm.
And Hunter takes his pace up to an average of 93, 95 acceleration, 91 sprint speed, and makes his finishing outstanding, 98 finishing, 94 shot power, 99 attacking positioning, which is all very nice. But it was sort of a bit like you were saying with Crespo, on the ball that I felt he kind of let me down a bit. His agility by default is 82 alongside 84 balance, which should be really, really good for a 6-foot tall player.
Mm.
And at times he would just kind of glide past people and he'd be incredibly hard to knock off the ball. But a lot of the time he just felt a bit sluggish.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He felt like he didn't feel anywhere near as agile as I expected.
Mm.
I mean, 82 agility, I suppose, isn't phenomenal.
Yeah, it's not top tier, but for a 6-foot tall player, it's really good.
Yeah, but I suppose, because he's tall, maybe he needs more agility to compensate. He was good. I think
he did. I mean, I ended up having a kind of goal, I think just under a goal a game and about like two assists every three games or something. Like, I had a really solid record with him. He created a lot of end product, but just never quite felt warranted his price tag, which I guess very few legends will, because they always have that premium by virtue of being able to link to everyone. That's such a unique thing.
And I was saying that it's something great about
gonna cost more.
The fact that when you have a legend, you don't need to worry about the team, like getting them into a team. So you buy them and then you don't have to worry about the fact that you're going to have to sell them as soon as you get annoyed with the team and have to pick
them
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can just move them straight into the next team.
Yeah.
As long as you like them as a player, you can change the players around them and it's not a problem.
Yeah, it's much easier to spend 350k on a legend than on a regular high-rated player, because that regular high-rated player might only fit in like a couple of teams.
And I think I'll continue to try out more legends. I think I'm going to go for Stoikov soon. The only thing that's really put me off is going from five-star weak foot to three-star weak foot.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if it was four, that'd be fine. But yeah. three is a little bit low.
So I'm thinking I'll try him out because he's a bit shorter, but he's a bit of a combination of Suka and...
And what, kind of slightly more physical.
Yeah.
Better passing.
Yeah, he's got a good strength, actually. And so he's a bit stronger than both of them, but he's better on the ball, just generally, than both of them. So he'd be interesting to try. We'll let you know in the future how that goes, but... so the other player, another player who very similar to Suka for me, was Paulo Futre. The thing about Futre is his stats look amazing for a winger, especially when you put Hunter on him. So he's got 99 acceleration, 91 sprint speed, 94 agility, 91 balance, 91 ball control, 94 dribbling, 91 finishing, 99 penalties, just in case you need them, 91 volleys, 86 shot power, 84 long shots. There's not much there that you can really have a problem with.
Yeah.
And he felt good on the ball. But again, like, it was like one of those weird things where every now and again I was like, yeah, his shooting feels really good. And then every now and again he'd just sky it, or just wouldn't feel.
Yeah.
He just didn't feel, well, funnily enough, he didn't feel very consistent. And I'm not sure, it was strange.
Was he lacking composure?
He might have been lacking a bit of composure. But he was good. And like, I think for his price, which is... you know, around the 200k mark.
Yeah, he's quite a cheap more. One.
He's one of the cheaper legends. And if you're trying to fit in a player, let's say David Villa, like I was,
yeah,
then spending that much to get a bit more flexibility into the overall team you're making, I think it's a real advantage. So I'd give him a go.
Portugal is a pretty useful nation this year, actually.
It is, yeah. I'd give him a go. I think he's well worth a go because of his price. But
yeah,
I wouldn't don't expect him to be in your kind of, I guess, you know, Bergkamp, Crespo... tier of legends.
He is a cheap legend for a reason, but
yeah, exactly.
He definitely does have something to offer.
That I think is exactly the summary I was looking for.
TLDR.
So moving on,
yeah,
so the next player is, I'm going to look at Lalas and also Herrero. Actually, I use them 4-3-2-1, both of them, so that's kind of a fair assessment. The centre back, I don't know, there's something nice about having a centre-back with good passing, which they both have, but Herrero is a lot better on the ball. He has 72 dribbling, but obviously he only has 60 composure.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird thing that Lalas, who many people say shouldn't be a legend at all, has 88 composure, which just seems, incredibly...
You wonder where that's come from.
Strange, considering his dribbling isn't that great. Herrero's dribbling is quite high at 72. With both of them, I put Shadow on because...
Pace.
Yeah. I never feel bad about sticking Shadow on a defender because whoever you're playing
against... When you're playing Weekend League, it's so common to come up against a team that is where every player has at least a 2-point pace boost, if not three, from their chem style.
I mean, like playing Rashford with Hunter, I mean...
fair, the amount of wasted stats on that.
So, Fernando Herrero is 70 pace, so he's not the quickest. But what I did with both of them was boost their pace, as I said. And so Lalas gets 91 acceleration and 88 sprint speed, which is really nice. And then in terms of his defending stats, I mean, he already has 93 strength, which is, I don't think there's no need to boost that for me.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So he's got 98 heading accuracy, 93 interceptions, 99 marking, 99 slanding tackle.
99 slanding tackle. It's been a long day.
Yeah. 99 sliding tackle, 96 standing tackle, and 85 penalties, which, you know...
A little bonus.
So, good short passing, 79, and 77 vision. So, good on the ball. I've just not... didn't have any problems with him. He's got high defensive, low attacking. So, he's kind of perfect.
Yeah, 6'3" as well. Yeah. Like, just a big, beefy hulk of a centre-back. Who has incredibly similar stats to Sol Campbell, who is, like,
very
100,
spookily
100k
stats.
More...
Like, it's like a definite copy and paste job on another of those stats from EA. It's interesting. He also has quite a good crossing and decent ball control, so I wondered whether he might have played a bit at right back. But
you probably wouldn't want to use him there.
Yeah.
He's not that dribbling.
No, you wouldn't. And he looks quite cool in game. Got a tucked-in shirt. Got the got the big ginger beard, which I'm a fan of because I have one. And he's just good. But, like, shouldn't be a legend, so... there's something a bit weird about using him, I think. Herrero, also very good. Has ridiculous defending stats, far better than... not far better, but considerably better.
Than Lalas.
It's default.
Sort of by default. Whereas with Shadow, they're both basically maxed out.
So the only problem with Herrero is a bit of stat wastage from Shadow, so you get 99 interceptions from a plus 8, 99 sliding tackle from a plus 14, and then standing tackle, 99 as well from plus 11. He's also got 99 heading accuracy, which is quite nice, and has 88 strength, which is decent. Obviously, it's unboosted. If you want to use anchor, you get that up to 98 quite easily. Jumping at 91, because he's 6'1", which is tall enough, but that's helping
with
a lot.
With that jumping, that's going to make a big difference, I think.
He's got high medium work rate, which is high defensive, medium attacking, which is really solid. And his pace, you're looking at 85 acceleration and 80 sprint speed. So, you know, he's not the quickest. So I think the reason why I'm using him is to link him with SBC Juanfran. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the reason I have him in.
Just to get a strong link to Juanfran in any team.
And I wanted to pick up a bit of an investment because he was going kind of cheap. I saw him going kind of cheap. So I think I might send him on because he is very good, but he's not like as good as Lalas, who's kind of a bit cheaper. So.
Yeah. How much is Hierro?
Hierro is about 280k.
Okay.
And Lalas I picked up, I think, for 240 or 50.
Yeah.
And so I think, I would go for Lalas over Hierro if you're not concerned, if you don't need to link a Spanish player into it. But he's a good player. And he's very good on the ball. So, yeah, an interesting option.
Cool. Well, one last player that we can talk about, which is Mark Overmars. And this is a legend that I paid nothing for because I used his 20-match loan that EA gave out a while, or didn't give out, it was part of an SBC. And, yeah, I kind of wasn't sure about doing the SBC, but there was a pack and it was relatively easy to complete. And then I got torn apart by the loan Overmars once or twice in the weekend league a month or so ago, and I thought I'd pick him up. And he's really, really good. He's lightning fast. It's kind of easy to forget quite how quick he is. He's got 96 acceleration, 93 sprint speed. So that's sort of 94 and a half pace, but shows it's 94 on the card.
Mm.
Excellent dribbling, 89 agility, 92 balance, only 85 ball control, but it's kind of balanced out by 89 dribbling. Like you don't really notice that. He feels very good on the ball. And actually, probably his balance is the most important stat in that he's weak, relatively weak, only 58 strength, but he feels really strong on the ball. Mm. Kind of if you get goal side of a defender, they really struggle to push you off unless it's someone like Smalling. And I guess it's always Smalling. So he is really, really tough to push off the ball, and also has 90 stamina, which means he just keeps going and going. Like kind of, I saw some people using him as a super sub, but I think to be honest, he's almost better just to play him from the start because unlike a lot of your quick wingers, he'll be dead by the 70th minute, 75th minute. He will just keep going and he'll still be a threat, and you can sub on other players and get fresh legs elsewhere. And I actually used him with basic, but because it was a loan card. But I think looking at his stats, having a play around, Deadeye would probably transform him, but improve him even more because the finishing and shot power and long shot boost that gives him takes his finishing to 91, long shots to 91, shot power to 93, which are all outstanding stats. And also takes his attacking positioning up to 98. So you have him as a left forward and he will finish anything. But also means his link up is awesome. Like he's got 93 short passing, only 71 long passing. So like a lot of these attacking players, you need to avoid the big crossfield passes because they might screw him up. But he's also got 86 vision. So that'll really improve his link up play massively. And yeah, I would say he's probably a bit expensive to buy him outright given that he's only got 3-star skill moves, but he does have 5-star weak foot,
which is pretty good,
which is a pretty nice thing to have. He's got high attacking work rate and medium defensive as well. But in terms of just a kind of raw pace and as in like face up dribbling nightmare to defend against, he is pretty effective.
And I mean, how much is he?
I was just looking him up. He's about 440k at the moment.
Because I think, I was thinking I don't think I could deal with him because of his 3-star skills. But he would be pretty effective.
In terms of his actual in-game stats, he's pretty outstanding.
It does sound really good. But yeah, I think also the other thing is that I'd kind of have been avoiding wingers just because if you're going to spend that much, you know, those kind of coins, you want a position which, in terms of helping the chemistry of the team, is going to be
Exactly. It's not often the linchpin of the chemistry conundrum. It's going to be, if you want to have someone who just links to everyone and sorts your team out, it's going to be down the central line, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think that is one of the key things to take away, is they are so helpful for sorting out chemistry problems, if you like.
Yeah.
And they do have kind of, they do play slightly differently to the way you think often. They have something about them, and it's well worth a go. Like some of the shots I've taken and scored with Crespo's have been
surprising. One earlier, just as I arrived, when he took on a shot from, it was just a shot that I would never normally take on with like with a regular and non-legend player, and he just like sailed it into the top corner.
Yeah, and it's kind of like dead in line with the post, a bit further out than maybe you normally take a shot. But yeah, so I if you've got coins to spend, hopefully they're generally not too affected by the market. And as I said, if you've got a legend, you can fit them into lots of teams, so you don't need to be worried about having to sell them and losing EA tax. The other thing is that one of the reasons why I started using them was because you can make a bit of profit if you buy at the right times and sell at the right times. Keep an eye on a legend you'd like and track his price, and when he drops to a price you're willing to spend and a price that's lower than normal, pick him up, and you could probably sell him on the right kind of time, Friday evenings, Thursday evenings to Friday, for a bit more than you bought him if you bought him at the right time.
Yeah, definitely. They kind of, legends seem very rarely kind of have serious peaks and troughs. They kind of they flow up and down a bit.
Yeah, and they're not far off the market either, so you don't feel like you're in terms of market fluctuations, they're not too far off, so you won't feel like you're suddenly going to lose out, hopefully.
Yeah,
We never know, but I think they're worth spending your coins on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they are really good cards for the most part. So that's us done for our Christmas special. And if you know anything about Composure, we would love to hear from you, because it's quite an interesting thing that may have nothing to do with Ultimate Team. But if we could get some kind of confirmation or even just hear a few more theories, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff. And if you find consistency is affecting a player, or you think you know how it works, hit us up, footweeklypod on Twitter. Or you can email us, footweekly@mail.com.
Yeah.
And before we go, have a very merry continued festive period. and also, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you in the new year. Goodbye.
Goodbye.